Hey y'all, what's poppin'? You are in the building with me, your girl, the Order Chocolate Dow, and this is Talk with Chocolate. This is Crown Radio, Queens Talk TV. And y'all know I love to talk my shit. I pop my shit. And I'm always about my shit, whether it's fashion or music, and we gon' get into the tea, baby. But first, I have to mention, I have a very special guest stopping through and chopping it up with me today with a live interview. I have Dominion Hill Records CEO, Sun, stopping through. But first, let's get into some of this tea, baby. Okay, y'all. First off, this is a public service announcement going out to BET. Man, baby, listen. Y'all better stop playing with Mario like he ain't an R&B GOAT. Like, why y'all have him performing outside for the pre-show for the BET Awards and not on that main stage? Like, he definitely should have been on the main stage or at least part of the 106 and Park segment. Cause baby, ain't no way y'all had him outside. Like he ain't paid his dues and been in the game for years. He been giving high quality music and his mic is always, always on. Like I know y'all remember when he did the versus battle between him and Omarion. So yes, yes, put some respect on his name and stop playing with him. Give him his flowers. That's wild. Antonio Brown is facing serious charges after a fight broke out following a celebrity boxing event in Miami. According to a warrant obtained by the Washington Post, police in Miami-Dade County are now seeking to arrest him for attempted murder with a firearm. The incident happened late on May 16th. Brown was seen in handcuffs but was not arrested at the time. He later claimed he was jumped by people trying to steal his jewelry and said he planned to press charges. Authorities say there's video of Brown showing Brown punching a man, taking a gun from the security, and firing shots at the same person. One of them bullets might have grazed the victim's neck. The man went to the hospital and told investigators Brown was the one who shot him. Ow. I know some of y'all might not agree with me, but I'ma speak. Now, ain't Florida supposed to be the place where they got to stand your ground law? So, ain't that what he did? Yeah, am I wrong? Ain't that what he did? Or does that work for, you know, all people? I'm confused. But anyway, I pray that everything works out for that situation and all that get cleared. Alright, y'all. So, once rival Southern and Midwest hip-hop legends, 3-6 Mafia and Bone Thugs and Harmony are teaming up for a nationwide co-headlining tour hitting Charlotte's PNC Music Pavilion this summer, September 10th, with special guests such as Tech N9ne and DJ Quick. That's fire, y'all. Like, the two groups who once had a fierce rivalry faced off in a highly publicized versus battle in California, and it was streamed live on Triller and Instagram. The event became a tense session when Busy Bone accused 3-6 Mafia of mocking them during a performance, briefly sparking a physical altercation on the stage. However, that conflict was quickly resolved the night when it ended and both groups shared the stage in a display of unity. Like, oh my god, y'all, this about to be lit. This about to be a whole vibe, I ain't gonna lie. And y'all know I love both of the groups, especially Bone, because I'm born and raised in Ohio. So it is definitely up. And that's, like I said, September 10th. And that's my birthday week. My birthday is 7th. So, you know, I'm up in there. But, let me run a Ticketmaster and you should too. And see what's popping. Alright, y'all. So, we're going to take it a little bit back again to these BET Awards. It was a lot going on. So, I know y'all all watched it, right, the other night. But did y'all see my girl Cash Dow? Did y'all see Cash Dow glowing and growing with her new man, football star Za'Darius Smith? Baby, they stepped out in matching fits, brown leather, sexy fits, and they just complimented each other so perfectly. So, well, honey, of course y'all know who, yeah, her Saudi ex baby daddy, took it to his social media accounts after seeing her happiness and started throwing shade at Za'Darius. So, Tracy gon' say, y'all think I'm crazy for love? I might as well put on a leather vest with no shirt on. Baby, I hate when guys lose a good woman cause they played they hand wrong and played in their face. So, when someone come around and love them, they get salty. Sometimes you gotta be like my girl Cash Dow and pop out and show them, what could you say? Yeah, that part. But she got rid of that little Chucky doll. And I've never seen her smiling so much. I never seen that man, her new man, smiling as much as he has been smiling. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving it. He ain't stopped smiling yet. So, like, I love that for them. I love that. When you get a real man that step in, and not only do he get you that glow, but he treats you and take care of you like a trophy. If you ain't seen how he been popping his shit and making sure she treat you like a queen, that's why Tracy saw you. Trust me. Trust me. I learned from experiences. That's why I'm happy and living how I am. So cash out. Yes, girl, get your glow on. But Tracy, go drop you some music. Put that hurt you in there crying about on social media because you done lost the woman who was down for you. And let her enjoy her happiness. Let her enjoy. You doing the most. Leave her alone. All right, y'all. Y'all know every show that I do, I love to show some love to an up-and-coming rising star. So this episode today, I have to show some love to a very well-educated young man, 18-year-old Brandon Moss. He just graduated from Ramsey High School in Birmingham, Alabama, where he studied law and public safety. Now, he is running for mayor of Fairfield. I know that's right. Like, Brandon says he's stepping in because he's tired of seeing his city struggling with poor leadership and broken promises. His goal is to bring honesty, energy, and new ideas to the community that deserves better. At just 18, he's not waiting for a change. He's running to lead it. I know that is right. Listen, Brandon. Auntie Dior is rooting for you. I am rooting for you. We need young leaders with vision. We need young visions that want to stand up for something that means something in the world. So you, Black King, the world is yours. Follow your heart. Continue to live in your purposes. Continue to live in your calling. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nobody tell you who you can be in life and what you cannot do. You are that guy. And I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. All right, y'all. I'm done talking my stuff. But like I said earlier, I do have a special guest that's stopping through doing a live interview. I have Dominion Hill Records CEO, Sun, up next. So stay tuned. Hey, y'all. What's popping? You are in the building with Talk With Chocolate. I am your host, D or the Chocolate Dow. And as promised, I have my very special guest in the building with me right now. The one and only Sun is in the building. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How your day been going?
Good. Everything is good.
That's great. Are you ready to get them gems and get that juice and spill the tea with chocolate?
Let's get it.
All right, so what inspired you to create your vision for your record label?
Well, this is my third label, you know, since I got into music back in the day. And for this label, for Dominion Hill, I put this label together because, you know, there was a disconnect between, how can I say it? There was a disconnect between artists and record labels. Mm-hmm. And even if, you know, people had, like artists had a record label or they had distribution, you know, there was a, like I said, a disconnect between, you know, what the label was looking for, what the artist mm-hmm. was looking for. And, you know, sometimes as far as like, you know, like I said, what the artist's role is, what their responsibility is, what the label's responsibility is. And, you know, I just seen a disconnect. So I just started this brand, you know what I'm saying, to try to bridge the gap and give artists the opportunity and the platform to be able to, you know, release the music properly and be able to, you know, mm-hmm. get it to the right people.
Oh, that's nice. Yes.
Independently.
I love that. So, like, working with so many talented artists, like, how do you measure the success of the artist's career within, like, the label's framework?
Good question. Well, you know what? Just to be honest with you, I don't really, like, as far as the music goes, I don't really, like, judge the music mm-hmm. That's being, you know, put on my table, because, you know, I'm one person. There's 8 billion people in the world plus. So my opinion really don't matter. Really, whatever type of music you put out, there's enough people on the planet to where, you know what I'm saying, you can grab some fans out of 8 billion. I mean, hopefully, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but my thing is that an artist has to just understand the dynamics of being an artist and has to understand the nature of the business. Mm-hmm. Not even fully, but just have to just understand at least enough to just be able to, you know, be in the game and be able to navigate, you know what I'm saying? And to be able to navigate through the game. And to me, that's the most important thing, you know what I'm saying? Or, mm-hmm. you know, you have to have some type of business sense with you.
Right.
If you don't have, you know, music business sense, and you're artist and you just love creating music, you know, then you mm-hmm. have to have somebody on your team that knows business. But it's not going to work.
Right, absolutely. So do you feel like artists should go through, like, the developmental process, that's like, development as an artist before they try to reach out and be a part of a label?
No. It's just because, let's say, you know, I've been around this so long that, mm-hmm. you know, and everything has changed from, you know, physical to digital in social mm-hmm. media, in the social media world. So artist development, the industry changes so much and there's so much content being placed on social media and just, you know, platforms like, you know, it's not just social media, just the internet as a whole. Let's just say that even if you went through a short phase of 3 months of artist development, by the time the 3 months come, you see what I'm saying? Things then changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people don't understand that. Like, you know, what's right today is not right in 30 days. So mm-hmm. What I do is that when I do any projects, I executive produce, or if I'm working with particular artists or labels that have artists, what I do is that I just draw out a marketing plan. Like, you got to have a marketing plan to build off of. You got to have a foundation. And because I don't make music, you know, I'm not an artist. This is all I do is just the business side of it. So mm-hmm. I'm just really tuned in to all the changes in the industry, and all the meetings I have are all business meetings, you know, so I'm rarely ever in the studio. I'm just doing, you know, this. So I have the insight on things before it happens. I mean, not before it happens, but before it's rolled out to the public, I have the insight, you know, I'm having those meetings. So I'm able to drop a pretty, you know, like an accurate map. Let's use it that way, like an accurate map. To basically mm-hmm. be able to know how things are going to go, you know, about 90-95%, like I said. But like, if I get some changes, I know them in advance. So I'll be able to, you know, navigate you to the finish line, you know what I'm saying, or through the process, you know, accurately. So you're not making a lot of mistakes, wasting a lot of money, wasting a lot of time, you know, and things like that, you know. So that's, you know, that's what, you know, Dominion Hill brings to the table. That's the science of my brand.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you once stated success isn't about chasing money. Success is about finishing what you started, having a goal, and accomplishing it. What other advice would you give to artists or anyone that's trying to get into, like, starting a record label or something that you learned?
Oh, yo, you did your homework, right? Yo, you know what? You know what? It's like this, man. Like, of the RC artists and just all of us, you know, like I said, it's all of us. Like mm-hmm. I said, it's independent artists. And I don't like using that word independent because, you know, it signifies that you're doing everything by yourself and, you know, nobody wants to work with you. I don't like that word. I think people get that misconstrued when they say, yo, I'm independent. Like, even if, you know, I'm going to just say that for the sake of conversation. Like artists, you know, they, like, just ask for like an advice to, is that, artists want to record or producers want to make beats and they got 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, you know, beats or verses, finished songs in the board.
Mm-hmm.
And they might put it on YouTube or like, you know, upload it to a TuneCore, CD Baby or something like that, put it on their social media. And then within a week, if a record label don't call them and give them a bag, they think that, you know, it's not the right record. So they want to go in and keep recording and keep recording and keep recording, thinking that, you know, they're just not making the right song.
Right.
It's not that. It's that you gotta make a song that you're comfortable with. You know what I'm saying? And you say, yo, this is my, you know, like, this is my song. Or like, or you could say, you know what? I'm gonna throw out 10 songs. And then I'm gonna look at the stats. You know, I'm gonna look at the stats from my social media of what the public thinks. Of what even my you know what I'm saying? Like, what am I getting the most views on? What am I getting the most streams and downloads on? And you say, you know what? All right, this is my single. I'm gonna run with it. And you got to stick with that one record for at least 12 months.
Right.
One of my mentors told me, shit, maybe 2008, 2009, said, yo, if a song is not on the top 100 Billboard charts on the radio, it's considered a new record.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can name drop an artist right now that maybe that, you know, most people know, and I could plug the artist and you would say, who is that? You know, like, who is that? You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. It's like, you haven't got everything out of that record. Like, there's still people that don't know you because you posted on social media. That don't mean that, you know what I'm saying, that it's on radio. Like I said, if you listen to, they said one of my, I stick to, cause I know the backstory with it, but, when Cardi B, when she put out her first single, right? You remember how long that was on the radio before they switched singles? You know what I'm saying? You got it. And she had FM radio across the country. You have to stick to a record and give it a chance. You know, you got to keep programming it into people. You got to keep, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep stretching it outside your immediate circles and your social media fan base. You got to keep pushing the record and keep pushing it and keep pushing it and keep pushing it until you break the record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my advice with that. You know, you gotta stay with the record, man. You can't get artists give up on the record too soon.
Right. I agree. Marketing and like just pushing it means more than what people think.
Right.
Definitely.
Right. So like I said, that's another thing, you know, with the Dominion Hill brand is that you know, I know how to facilitate and how to move a record through the digital era, you know what I'm saying, and be able to make that record stand out, you know what I'm saying, amongst the, you know, amongst all the trees and the millions of songs that are on Spotify, iTunes, and things like that. You know, you got to do a lot of work to make your song or your record stand out because it's a flooded market. It's too easy to release music in 2025. It's too much competition. So right. you got to do something outside of just recording in the studio and posted it on social media to make the record crack.
Right. I hope y'all listening, because he is definitely giving them gems right now. I know I got my notebook ready and my pencil jotting down notes.
Right.
Okay, that's fire. So, right. Being the CEO of your company, you actually made a big power move, signing a deal with Roc Nation, Equity Distribution, Jersey. Like, first of all, congratulations. Because I love seeing positive black males doing something major. But, like, how was that transitioning, like, over? Or is, like, still the same? How has that been for you?
Well, like I said, this is my third go-up. Actually, my fourth. Like, I had, started in 2008. You know, I went from Koch. You know, people probably remember this Koch Records. They changed to MNRK, you know, which they are now. Oh, and it went through Entertainment One as well. So I had, my first situation with Koch. Then I did another one with Entertainment One, which is, you know, it's the same company. Then I did another deal with Selecto Hits out of Tennessee. And they, you know, did a label 3-6 Mafia and a lot of Project Pat, put all their music out on back in the day. Then I did a situation with Tommy Boy. I moved into the Roc Nation distribution a few years ago. When it was equity at first, and then they moved it and merged it into Roc Nation distribution. And everything has been working out good so far. You know, everything that I needed to be able to make my brand what it is, it's all been cooperative. You know what I mean? So everything has been good so far. It's the right situation.
Right. I love that. That's dope. Like I said, congratulations. And I'm so proud of you that you continue on doing that and you helping other people. You know what I'm saying? Helping other artists and other people develop what they need to get done. That's fire.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to, like I said, help some people, man. Just because there's a lot of people, a lot of artists that I know that are, you know, in a situation to win. And they could be successful with what they're doing. They just have, you know, people just have to, understand, just be able to understand the dynamics, like I said, of the business that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to understand, you know, it's a business. You know what I mean? It's a business, and you have to operate it like it's a business. At least behind the scenes. You know what I mean? What they, you know, what you see in the final product, or when you see it, hear it on the radio, or you see people, doing the interviews like we're doing now, and people on the platforms, you know, mm-hmm. saying the business things behind the scenes and how it comes together is something completely different. You know what I'm saying? So just like anything right. else, you know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? You know, so, that's just like I said, if I can merge that and get artists to, you know, bridge with the business side of things and the label and get the label to understand the artist's point of view, and those two things can work together, and I could, you know, keep putting these situations together, you know what I'm saying, then it's successful for me. You know, I consider that to be success.
Yes, absolutely. I love that.
You know.
Fire.
Oh, yeah, just one other thing. About the success, too, is I want people listening to understand, too, is that when people think of success, everybody think of, billions of dollars or they think, like the money part about it. Mm-hmm. And the way I always seen success was, it's something my father taught me, actually, that success is just having an idea in your mind to do mm-hmm. something, to accomplish something, and finishing it and doing it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be financial. You know what I'm saying? You could just say, you know, it could be with weight. You know what I'm saying? You could be 300 pounds and say, yo, I want to get to 275. If you get to 275, you won. It's accomplishment. You succeeded. It's success because you had something in your mind and you was able to manifest it into the physical world and make it a reality.
Yeah.
So people underestimate their success. And mm-hmm. and so, like I said, if you go from that to 275 and then you keep that same model, right? And you go to 250, then you go to 225. And then you keep going at steps. It's the same thing with music. Set a goal with yourself and say, yo, I'm going to put this record out and I want to get 10,000 streams on this record in 2 months. Then when you get to 10,000, just use that same map that you used to get you to 10,000 and then get to 20 and then multiply mm-hmm. that 20 into 100. You know what I'm saying? And just keep setting a goal for yourself and keep hitting it. At the end of the day, you're going to win. You've mm-hmm. got to just stay, you know, it's what you quoted a few minutes back. You just got to stay on the path and you got to keep walking it. And you got to have a goal and you got to keep focused and just keep walking it and just keep understanding every time you hit that next plateau, you succeeded. You ain't got to go from having $300 in your pocket to $300 million every time you drop a record and you're thinking, if I ain't do that, I failed. You know,
right,
that's the illusion. You know, so even artists mm-hmm. that people think that have done that, it don't work that way. When you know what I'm saying? When you see the backstory or you see them doing an interview like this, right? Mm-hmm. It may come out 10 years later that, you know what I'm saying, their uncle, you know what I'm saying, had ran Sony at one point. Not ran it, but you know what I'm saying, their uncle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You look back like, oh, I didn't know they got on like that. Like, people don't know, like you said, if you go way back, like, you know, because it's one of the GOATs, like Tupac. You know what I'm saying? People don't know that Pac was a backup dancer for Digital Underground.
Mm-hmm.
He was a backup dancer.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So people don't understand. He was carrying carrying their crates of records and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. going, you know what I'm saying? People don't know that. People just know it is pop. So a lot of people that you see that are popping just didn't come out of nowhere like that. And everybody used the language, I'm going viral. Nah, don't really mm-hmm. work that way. Don't really work that way.
Just you know like Offset. He was dancing in one of Whitney Houston's videos when he was younger. Like a lot of people like that.
I didn't know that.
Yes. He was a dancer for on stage in one of her videos with the kids when they dancing. You got to look at Offset popping the lock.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yep. So that's fire. I agree with you too because consistency is everything. You got to stay consistent with something, especially if it's something that you really want to work hard for. I definitely agree with you.
Yeah. And I just don't know. Like I tell people, you know, don't overcomplicate this. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, because you think it's hip hop or you think it's music that it's something different. It's all business works the same. Everything in life works the same. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you walk outside, people to walk, you know, like I said, there's some things that are exceptions. Sometimes it do just happen like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and it happens like that for a few people, but that's one in a billion. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? But like I said, if you know, for most of us, just the way life works is that anything that you want to do, you got to do it consistently and you got to do it the right way. You know, I was telling my, me and my niece was talking because, you know, she about to go to college.
Oh.
Yeah, at Ohio U. And, you know, and I was telling her, like, yo, I said, you know, we was just having the same conversation about just, you know, just about life things. She's very smart. You know, she's like one of the like 4.0 student. And, yeah, we were having a conversation about, you know, we were talking about the consistency and about, you know, starting out life the right way. And I said, mm-hmm. yo, cause it's just like, you know, if you say, yo, my goal is I'm going to walk 50 miles to get this to this direction. And you get 47 miles in and realize that you say, yo, I'm grinding. I'm jogging a little bit. I'm walking. I'm sprinting, you know, but I'm going to make it this 50 miles. I mean, yeah, you are grinding. You're putting the work in. But if you're going in the wrong direction because you don't got a map, you're going the mm-hmm. wrong direction. You'll almost never be able to. You'll spend a lifetime trying to get back into the right direction. So just because right. you're working hard, that don't mean that you're working in the right direction. It don't mean that you're, you know, saying, well, y'all working hard and putting that work in. But do you know what you're building? You know what I'm saying? Do you know,
right.
like, you know, do you know what it's supposed to look like when it's done?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So like people don't, you know, so like I said, it's just different combinations that I'm familiar with that, you know what I'm saying, that I could put together. And, you know, say I can help. I'm here to help people, you know, put that together, like put the dreams together.
I love that. Yeah, it's like building a foundation. You got to start off and take it step by step and stay consistent with it. For
right.
Sure.
Right. Right.
Yes. Okay. So I seen that your son actually recently got married. That is beautiful. And, like, how was that in, like, being able to enjoy family time? Like, you're so busy working all the time. Like, how is it being able to, like, sit back, relax, and manage your family time?
Yo, I salute you because you really did your homework. You know what I'm saying? Most people, like, just start the interview and be like, yo, tell us about yourself. And it's like, eh. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know, but, yo, you really did your homework. But, yo, it's beautiful. You know, I'm proud of all my kids. You know what I mean? The good kids, you know, they, like I said, that was another thing I had seen just like you said, through him getting married at such an early age is that, you know, it made me feel good that, you know, through all the ups and downs and the hell moments mm-hmm. and things like that, or, you know what I'm saying, the time that I put into them or the time I was on the road, you know what I'm saying, doing this or something and maybe missed a birthday or missed something important that, you know what I'm saying, the things that I, you know, either showed them by example or I sat down and talked to them about, you know, every day that, you know, someone rubbed off about, you know, starting your life the right way,
mm-hmm.
you know, making the right decisions, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm proud of them. Yeah, because I'm proud of all my kids. You know, they're doing the right thing.
I love that. That's amazing. Y'all seen the pictures? I'm like, oh, they look so nice. They look so nice and happy.
Yeah. And happy. You're right, right.
I love that.
Right.
Okay. So I want to talk about a couple of the artists that you have worked with on your label. I heard that new Hoffa EP, Hopped Off the Porch, which features some of Jim Jones on there. And it is on all platforms, y'all. So make sure y'all go check it out. But what was that like preparing the artist for that project?
Well, Hoff, my brother Supreme, he, from Ohio, let's say another high brother, but he live in, you know, Hoffa, he from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And Supreme, he live in Vegas. Now, he been in Vegas for a minute. But Supreme and him was working. They had a label artist agreement. And they actually came to Harlem and put that together with Jim.
That's dope.
A few years back. So, I got to, like I said, you know, Supreme, we had put it together then. The other records on the EP, you know, those were new records that he had put together, you know, just right before we dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
But Hoff is an animal. You know, Hoff is a, he's one of the best MCs I ever heard. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I heard it. He do what he do. And, you know, that project is called Hopped Off the Porch, and it's by Hoffa, you know, spelled H-O-2-F-A. But, mm-hmm. So people who haven't heard it, go check it out. Like I said, it's on all platforms, on all digital platforms. But, there should be some more things coming from Hoff soon.
That's fire. Yeah, he fire, y'all. Make sure y'all go check it out. What's the year it's called? Hop Off the Porch. Hoffa, H-O-F-F-A. It's on all platforms, but I ain't gonna lie, I love the Miss Linda's Back Porch track. He got flow and he got bars.
I
rock with him because I'm from Ohio, born and raised. So you know how we get down in Ohio, we don't always support who from our city. But yes, he's fire. I love this flow.
Yeah, Hoff. He's different. You know what I'm saying? He's different. So. Like I said, you should see some more things coming from Hoff, you know, real soon.
Yes. I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be tuned in, locked in.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so Biz the Prince also is a very fire, talented artist. I've seen you also promoting and doing things with him. His freestyles is so lit. If you could be an artist and hop on some stuff and freestyle and just eat it up, like, I love that. So, like, how did you guys cross paths with each other?
My brother, Biz the Prince, the same conversation we was just having about, you just don't know how things, people don't know how things come together.
Right.
But I'm a little older than Biz. Me and his older brother, Hi Tariq, we've been friends for years, like, you know, since like right out of high school.
Mm.
You know, so you know, he's an artist too. So he had introduced me to some brothers from one brother was from the Bronx, one brother was from Bushwick, Brooklyn, one brother was from Harlem, another brother was from Bayonne, New Jersey. And then you got Biz, he from Bayonne, New Jersey. Let's say that's my man, Hot Tariq's little brother. And And, you know, I remember him when he was, like I said, a little dude, like in middle school or something. So when we linked up and we started doing music like 06. So when I got that first deal I was telling you about with Koch, and we did a deal, and it was just, you know, like I said, it's that word, but we did it all. We did it independently as far as, like, you know, how people, you know, meaning that. We executive produced it and we financed it. And, you know, and Koch was our distribution, and we had, you know, I had three partners that were doing the business. So Biz was the star artist on the label, you know what I'm saying, work business project. And we put out the first album in 2011. It was called Prince of Jersey. And that had my brother, rest in peace to him, DJ K Slay, that had Slay on it.
Oh yeah.
It had Freeway on two tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Had Q Parker from 112 on a track called In a Minute. Who else was on that? Kinetic Nine from Ohio, from Killer Army, from Wu-Tang, he was on it. And Fourth Disciple, my brother Fourth, you know, Wu-Tang producer. He did a lot of the beats and arranged the album. And, yeah, the album was crazy.
That's fire. I ain't gonna lie, I like that with Freeway, the collaboration, the King Kong and the Godzilla track. Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah. Him and Free were good together, man. They, you know, we toured like with that album, we toured like with that heavy, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With like I said, Q from 112, Freeway, Shabazz the OG. He was the one who actually brought Freeway to the table and introduced us back in the day.
That's
nice. You know Shabazz, you ever seen him on IG? They call him Shabazz the OG.
Probably so. I don't know so many people on there.
Right. He do the blogs like with the split screen and he comment on different narratives. But yeah, okay. he's from Philly. And like I said, so he plugged us with Free and Q. And then I brought, you know, K-Slay and Kinetic and Fourth Disciple to the table. So it was like, who else was on? Emilio Sparks. Emilio Sparks was State Property. He was on the joint.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that was actually the first single with Sparks. It was called Get It Closer with Emilio Sparks.
That's lit.
Yeah,
so he do give me that. He give that Philly, when they freestyle it, he give that Philly vibe. So I love that collab. They work perfect together.
A lot of people don't know it. But Biz, about that album, mm-hmm. that we did the album, there was a one of the singles we had on the album was called Drop It Down.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the only, well, not, it was a song, it was a track, Monica Lewinsky. Like, the album was mostly boom bap. Like I said, and it was like because of the features and just the energy we was around, it was like a Wu-Tang, it had a Wu-Tang energy because of the collabs and, you know, State Property, you know, Rockefeller, you know, collabs, like, energy to it. And it was mm-hmm. like, say, it was mostly like a boom bap album. Then we had, so I got to make something for the ladies, too. You know what I'm saying? So we had a track called Monica Lewinsky, like I said, In a Minute with Q Parker. And then we had Drop It Down, which was actually like a Jersey Club record. So a DJ has sampled a clip from that. The word Biz say left, left, right, left, right, left, right. And mm-hmm. he sampled it. And then that right now is one of, if not the biggest club records in Jersey.
Oh, that's lit.
Just from that sample. So yeah, he's got, you know, if you hear like people do like, it's in the millions with like the TikTok challenges or whatever, where they do like the dance steps and shit. And if you see like the left, right, left, right, left, right, and you see that or whatever, that came from Biz the Prince. That's it.
I gotta go find it so I can get my dance on and join in.
Yeah, send it to us. We post it.
I gotta go find it, y'all. Yeah. Promise me.
Yeah, just put in left, right. You hear Biz, you drop that. That's Biz's sample. That's a sample the DJs was using. You know what I'm saying? And they just, you know, they just didn't, you know, they didn't put it like Biz the Prince, you know, featuring or, you know, DJ such and such featuring. You know what I'm saying? They just took the sample and just ran with it. And then it got so big, a lot of DJs, they didn't know that was Biz's acapella. That's his sample. But, yeah, that's Biz right there. That's his record from, like I said, from that album. His vocals, put it that way.
That's lit.
Yeah.
Y'all, I'm going to enter this challenge, y'all. Don't judge me, but I'm going to eat it up.
Yo, I can't wait to see that.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, like I said, share it with us, man. You know, collab with us on it.
I got you. All right, so, like, if you had one chill day just to sit back and relax and turn on any album to relax you, what album would you turn on and listen to?
Relaxing?
Mm-hmm.
Anita Baker.
Oh, yes.
Any Anita Baker album.
That's a vibe.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's my favorite female R&B artist all time.
Yes, she is a vibe.
Yeah. That's that, you know, it hits the soul different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't make music like that no more.
No. Nah. You know what? I love to do that, too. If, you know, any R&B artist is listening,
if you got that, you know, like that Anita Baker, like Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle, Aretha Franklin, and you got that type of energy where you could, that type of soul sing, if you got that, you know, please contact me. Please go to DominionHill_Records and contact me and send it to me. Please, I'd love to work with you.
Yeah, I heard that. Y'all better tap in. Y'all better tap in with them vocals.
Yeah, I love to work with you.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you so much for coming through and talking with me. Thank you so much for giving us some gems, because I sure got a notebook written down full. Would you like to plug in your social so everybody can be able to contact you and follow you?
Yeah, it's DominionHill_Records. Twitter is @GlobalRahsun, RHASUN, or you could just, you know, search Dominion Hill Records, but I'm mostly on the Instagram. And then if you want to go to the website, you know, see what's popping on there, you want to submit music or anything through the website, that's DominionHillRecords.com. You know, you could go on there, you could, you know what I'm saying, skip through what we're about, then you could contact us through that as well, or you send a message to the IG and somebody get back to you through there.
All right, y'all. Hope y'all plug that in. You have any last words before we end the interview today?
That's it. We got to do this again.
I had fun. I enjoyed it.
Same. Like I said, I appreciate you. I appreciate you doing the homework like that too. Like I said, I appreciate your platform and you know what I'm saying, and set your time aside to, you know, have this convo. Like I said, we got to do this again.
Yes, for sure. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great day.
And shout out to Dirty Basement Radio and DJ Sincere too.
Yeah, shout out to him.
That's my brother right there. Like I said, we gonna do this again. And we'll be waiting for that TikTok challenge for that left right drop it down.
Oh, I got y'all.
All right.
Peace. All right, y'all. Now this is the completion of my show for today. I truly appreciate each and every one of y'all that tuned in and rocking with me. Big shout out to my special guest, Dominion Hill Records CEO, Sun, for stopping through. It's your girl, D or the Chocolate Dow. This is Talk with Chocolate, Crown Radio, Queens Talk TV. Y'all know I'm going to be back to talk my shit on Sunday, but till then, I'm signing out, y'all.